I'm sure there's not many words that you can use to describe that one, but embarrassed probably is one of them, though. Would you agree or no?
Well, they beat us. I mean, you know, give them a ton of credit. They beat us. And you know, I got to coach better. We got to play better. That's the obvious. You know, this was not what we expected. And you know, we've got to take a hard look at things.
One game on a Thursday night, there were some excuses made. 10 days later, your defense is even worse. How tough is that for you to accept as a defensive coach?
I didn't catch the.
To see your defense play that poorly again with 10 days rest.
Right. You know, it starts up front. You got to win at the line of scrimmage. That's where this game's won, is up front, and we got to do a better job there.
What do you think is going on there up front? I mean, obviously Marcel's not there, but that's done. What is the problem? Why are you guys getting blocked? It looks pretty easily, Sean, up the middle like that.
Yeah, there's, you know, technique, you know, fundamentals. It's always, you know, a combination of that. You know, effort, and I thought the effort was there. You know, it's the guys prepared all week long, you know, just like they have in the past. And they prepare, they put the time in, and you know, again, give them credit. But we've got to learn. We got to look at this tape and you know, hand violence up front in order to stay in your gap. The gap integrity I've mentioned to you guys before. We're getting knocked out of our gaps, and then we're not fitting the run all the time the way we need to. So that's where it starts, is at the line of scrimmage.
And what does it say about this defense when the Saints ran 24 consecutive times in the second half?
Well, you take pride in what you do. You know, we put a lot of time in. Those guys put a lot of time in. And obviously they were in a situation where they could do that in the game with a lead like that, and then we got to stop it. And so, you know, there's pride on the line right there.
Coach, on offense, you guys did that field goal drive right at the start, and then it seemed like it was tough sledding the rest of the way. Did anything change on their part defensively in facing them that you saw? Or?
No, not that much, really. You know, again, give them credit. They did some good things, but, you know, we've got to get into a rhythm. Thought we got into a rhythm in the first series and couldn't find it after that. So, you know, there's multiple things we can do better there.
John, this team's gotten a lot of high marks for resilience and character early in the year. Is this the biggest test they're going to face now coming back from these
two? Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is not easy to take, not an easy pill to swallow, especially at home. And our fans deserve more. And so we go back hard at work to give them more. You know, we're building, and we got to continue to be honest with ourselves when we look at the tape. And like I said before, we got out-coached. That starts with me, and we got out-played. So we got to take a hard look at it.
What conclusions, if any, can be drawn from Nathan replacing Tyrod late in the game?
Well, I'm just going to evaluate Nathan's play, and I thought he did some good things, moved the offense there, and so obviously got us into the end zone, so that was a positive.
The crowd cheered when that happened. What possibility is there of Tyrod's job being in jeopardy?
Tyrod's our starter.
Are you disappointed with returning Clay and Benjamin and really not getting them too involved at all? You got two weapons in there and really didn't use them.
I thought we had Kelvin targeted, you know, the first series there a few times, and second play, I believe it was, of the game, and so but we couldn't get into a rhythm after that, to your point.
You did only complete one ball to a wide receiver with Tyrod in there. How discouraging is that? Because that's kind of what was happening real early in the year.
Yeah, we got to take a hard look at it, you know, just like we've got to look at everything else, got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage first, and that's where it starts. And whether you're throwing the ball or running the ball, you have to have a good line of scrimmage from which to work from. And that, like I said before, that's on both sides of the ball.
What happened to your
Hughes? You know, we're still being evaluated at this point, so still too early right now to know.
Any key words you can give us from the speech in the post-game locker room? What did you tell him?
Just that, you know, we've got a certain standard, and that wasn't up to our standard. You know, really, that standard is not changing. It's what we looked every day to accomplish, is to play at that standard, to do our work at that standard. And today was not indicative of the standard we've set for ourselves around here.
How difficult is it to come off a loss like this and then have to play on the road twice the next two games?
You take them one game at a time. You know, one game at a time. You know, you look too far ahead, you get yourself in trouble. So the biggest thing, we got to regroup. We got to hit the reset button, regroup, and I look forward to doing that this week. You know, we're 5-4, And, you know, nobody said, like I told you before, nobody said this is easy. This is how you get tested in this league. And we've got to hang together and get things corrected. And we're building, you know, to do that. So we've got to take a hard look at this film, learn from it, and coach better, play better, and most importantly, hang together as a team.